Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 29, verses 1 to 11. You'll find it in the Pew Bible on page 174. We're going to read verses 1 to 11 because here we have two of the three feasts that are mentioned in this chapter. We're going through the liturgical feast calendar by which the gospel was presented to the people of Israel following the events of the Exodus, which also is an analogy to how we are saved. The schedule began in the spring with the Passover. And there, of course, the blood of the Lamb was shed at the Passover meal, reminding Israel of how they were delivered from Egypt as the angel of wrath passed over them because of the blood of the Lamb. And then 7 weeks later was the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Pentecost, which was celebrated when the first fruits of the harvest came in. It wasn't the whole harvest. It was the beginning of the harvest. And they offered it to God to thank him and to show their faith that the rest of the harvest would come in. That is analogous to the giving of the Holy Spirit. We'll be talking about that today. The Spirit is the first fruits of the blessings that come through Jesus Christ. And then you get in chapter 29 to really the most exciting month of the Israelite feast calendar, the seventh month, roughly October for us. We see it begins on the first day with the blowing of trumpets. You say, well, that sounds like it's analogous to the second coming of Christ. Well, it is. The great feast of that month was the Feast of Tabernacles or Booths, which we'll read actually in our next reading. And that was the celebration of the completed harvest of God's provision for his people. Now, what's interesting to me is in the midst of that month is the Day of Atonement. You have a fuller description elsewhere, so we're not given all the details of it here, but this is the great annual event where the high priest came before the Holy of Holies with the blood of the Lamb so that the sins of the people would be atoned for. It was at this feast that the scapegoat would be sent outside the people. Well, we'll read the details of the offerings that are made. Here's the point I want to make. At the beginning and at the end, salvation is by faith in the blood of the Lamb. At the beginning of the feast calendar, at Passover, it's the blood of the Lamb. At the end of the feast season, at Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, it's the Lamb who is slain. Never let anybody tell you that God has ordained any other way of salvation than personal faith, committing your sins to be forgiven by the blood of the Lamb, which he has provided. There is no other way to be saved, but this is the way by which all of us may be saved. And it is embedded throughout the Old Testament as it is proclaimed throughout the New. We are the people who believe in the blood of the Lamb, for there we are forgiven our sins. Well, let's have these things in mind as we give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 1 of Numbers 29. On the first day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall not do any ordinary work. It is a day for you to blow the trumpets. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a pleasing aroma to the Lord, one bull from the herd, one ram, 7 male lambs, a year old without blemish. Also their grain offering, a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the ram, and 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs, with 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering of the new moon and its grain offering, and the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, and their drink offering, according to the rule for them, for a pleasing aroma, a food offering to the Lord. On the 10th day of this seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation and afflict yourselves. You shall do no work, but you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, one bull from the herd, one ram, 7 male lambs, a year old. See that they are without blemish, and their grain offering shall be one of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Also 1 male goat for a sin offering, beside the sin offering of atonement, and the regular burnt offering and its grain offering, and their drink offerings. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.